Hello, everybody. George here. If you've been listening to my booze thus far, or the one that I am now in the process of loading, so probably wouldn't have at the time I'm speaking to it. Anyways, I'm uploading a boo where I describe the inside of this thing to the best of my ability without even looking at the outside. Sometimes I'm too techie for my own good. That's okay. There's lots and lots and lots and lots of inputs on this thing, and lots of choices, too. The controls, in one way, are not hugely accessible. There's a whole bunch of long, narrow sort of bars that you press on the right or left side of to move backward and forward through a series of selections and or a menu. This also has... I'm talking, by the way, in case you're just listening to this boo, I'm talking about a Harman Kardon AVR510 receiver, which is a surround sound model, 2001. I suspect it was at least a decent model in its day, just given the size and weight of the thing, for one, and the features that it seems to have, so... It'll handle a lot of viewing needs. Of course, this came out before Blu-ray. So you don't have a specific input for Blu-ray. And you don't have HDMI. You have the composite video and the component video. Like two sets of component inputs and one set of output component video. And the rest are all composite by default. So... there's at least four of them, and then a couple of records. Plus, there's a video input on the front. There's a big volume knob on the top. If you're looking at the face of the machine, it's at the top right. Bass and treble is immediately underneath it. And balance. They're all there. There's three little... tiny knobs right underneath the volume control. Then there's a series of controls I was talking about before, which are for selecting various things about it. The tuner, the one on the very right is for source, so you're going up and down your DVD, VHS. It even has the Laserdisc designation in here for that, so that's on the cusp of a lot of video technology coming and going. It even has an audio tape recorder jack. The one thing it's missing is a phono input. You could probably swap that out for CD or get a switcher for some things. One thing that I like about it is the tone controls can be turned off entirely, so the bass and treble will become inactive if you select them to be inactive. Like I say, lots of inputs and outputs. Of course, five speaker connections and then a subwoofer out for running a powered subwoofer. And as I mentioned before, you got your jacks for if you want to run separate amplifiers if you have other ones of your choosing or have amplified speakers that you like. It'll do that too. It has the digital optical inputs for the corresponding video systems and or the CD player. And of course the straight analog audio in. And it even has discrete in, so if you've got something that has outputs for each of the channels individually for the audio part, you can hook them up to that. And it even has another neat feature that I can't figure out how to get working yet, which is a pair of jacks that send the sound to a secondary room, another room. If you had another amplifier or a set of speakers in another room, you could send the sound from the receiver to it, and there's even some sort of fancy gadget you can get to remote control it. So it's got a few things in there that I will probably never use. But as a video handler and controller where everything can just be hooked up to the TV and controlled from one central spot, I think this will fit the bill. Might look into remote control for it, haven't decided yet. Anyway. Oh yes, of course, on the left side, there are three items of importance. There's the main power, which presses in, and it's a big switch, and that just turns it on so it's on standby, and then underneath that is the power button you actually press to turn it on and off. And, of course, once you turn the main switch on, you can also use the remote control if you have it. I never did get it. Secondhand. But I like that it could be all shut down so that nothing's running. It's not even on standby. The environmentalists will probably like that, too. How am I doing?
Which channel? Time remaining. 4 minutes and 18 seconds. Time 4 minutes and 16 seconds.
Okay, so I can yak for a bit more. As I said before, but I'll review, 70 watts per channel, that's with all five channels active.
4 minutes and 3 seconds.
Shut up, machine.
Time remaining.
Okay, so yeah, that can work, 70 watts per channel if you're using all five channels. If you're only using two, it's 80 watts per channel. I'm not sure if I believe that or not, but given that it's extra heavy, maybe. At least it's not advertising or calling for something ridiculous like, you know, a couple hundred watts per channel, then I'd know there was no way. The transistors inside here look big enough to handle it. But I guess at some point I'm going to have to slap this thing back together again and put all those 12 screws back in that I took out earlier. Anyway. Lots and lots of things. Terminals are pretty solid. They're a screw-type terminal for the speakers. You undo it, kind of thread the wire into a little gap, and then tighten it back up. There's a couple of AC outlets on here. One of them is switched, the other is not. So, and they're polarized. You can hook in the modern components with them. Not sure what else to say. I think that basically covers it. I will say, though, then, that if anybody's got any questions about it, wants to know more information, if I can help in that way, just let me know. Send me a DM or something to that effect. But I'm going to end this now and start putting it back together. So take care, bye for now, and thanks for listening.
Time remaining.
Right. Oh, I need to pause this, yes.
Time remaining. 2 minutes. Pause recording. Button.